Scientists say they've found a creature that seems to capture light from the dim glow of a deep-sea geyser. If this contentious claim is true, it would be the first example of an organism that survives using Earthlight rather than sunlight. Here's NPR's Richard Harris.
Volcanic vents on the bottom of the ocean spew out clouds of noxious chemicals, which provide nutrients for a bizarre community of tube worms, clams, and mussels. 20 years ago, Cindy Vandover decided to study odd shrimp that had been collected from one of these vents.
While I was doing that, I noticed that they had a very strange organ, which turned out to be a very unusual sort of eye, novel kind of eye, which made us ask, well, what could they be looking at?
Vandover at the College of William and Mary discovered that the shrimp might be looking at a faint glow of infrared light from the boiling hot water coming from the vents. That light is very much like the infrared radiation coming off an electric stove burner. And since it was discovered, Vandover has been captivated by the possibility that critters might actually use that light as a source of energy at the bottom of the sea, the way green plants use sunlight. She says some bacteria are capable of photosynthesis in remarkably hostile environments elsewhere on Earth.
And so I took a team of experts in photosynthetic bacteria out to sea with me.
It was near the end of the cruise when they first noticed this one out of many, many tubes that were incubating was starting to get green.
Tom Beattie at first thought this was an ordinary ocean dweller. But when he analyzed the bacteria in his lab at the University of British Columbia, he found that it doesn't tolerate oxygen well, so it almost certainly doesn't live in the open ocean. And then he found that it can capture deep red light, such as the light from the vents, and turn that light into biological energy.
What we know for sure is that it was alive and well, and it was in this locale. We don't really have proof that it's growing photosynthetically.
Another scientist, Paul Falkowski, doubts that this really is a creature that lives on Earthlight.
I find this a very curious phenomenon, but I'm certainly not willing to rewrite the books on how deep-sea vents operate.
Falkowski is an oceanographer at Rutgers. He says it would be very difficult to picture exactly where this bacterium would live. The glow is only visible very close to the vent, and the water there is boiling hot, so the bacteria would have to find a perfect middle ground. Plus, that spot would have to be free of oxygen. That's a tall order. So he wonders whether the bacteria actually came from around the vents.
The big problem is the ocean is a big circulation machine. You can move organisms from all over the ocean, all over the ocean. So just because you find an organism in a specific place doesn't mean it's growing or living there happily.
Even so, the finding was strong enough to pass muster at the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, which has now published it. Yet, co-author Cindy Vandover admits that the collecting gear wasn't sterilized, so she can't say for certain that the bacteria came from the deep vent.
It's the same problem that I imagine the astrobiologists are going to have when they go to Mars and bring back a sample of a bug. And if it looks anything like something on Earth, then they're going to have a hard time convincing anybody that it really came from Mars.
She and her collaborator Tom Beattie agree that they really need to find another sample to make an ironclad case, preferably in a sample actually plucked by a mini-sub from the side of the deep-sea vent. If the discovery is confirmed, the bacteria would be a dramatic example of just how amazingly adaptable microbes have become over the course of 2 billion years of evolution. Beattie says the find could guide the search for life not only elsewhere on Earth, but in the dark corners of our solar system.
It's been suggested that if there were life on such planets, it would have to be based upon a non-photosynthetic food chain.
But their findings from the depth of the ocean suggests that's not necessarily so. The mere glow of a volcano might provide energy to some distant form of life. Richard Harris, NPR News.